parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what this dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So as a caveat before I start, if you're a daily Mass goer, you've heard a couple of the stories I'm going to share, but that's largely because there's multiple gospel writers and they all use the same stories. They tend to copy off of each other, so if I'm copying myself, excuse me and bear with me. Prayer is an essential part of Christianity. And today's readings remind us that not only do we need to pray, but that we must do so persistently. While I was working retail in college, one of the things that annoyed the heck out of me was the persistent customer who would come up again and again and again and sometimes ask in the same conversation for me to break some company policy to give them a discount or return something they're not supposed to, whatever it was. And they would be persistent, and eventually they would get the idea that I valued my job and my paycheck more than I valued whatever they were asking. So it was always a no. So they'd finally get to the point, okay, I'm going to go ask your manager, get your supervisor over here, and then we'll talk again. So I run along, I get the supervisor, I explain to her what's going on, and then lead her over to the customer. And the customer, again, goes through the whole spiel, like, just do it from this one time. Nobody's going to know. Like, just, it's fine. You can just break policy. It's not a bit. And the supervisor is like, okay, fine, whatever. Just give him what he wants, and then walks away. And then without skipping the beat, every single time, every customer that would do this would turn to me with a big grin. It's like, see, I told you. And it's always one of the things that actually, a phrase that this one customer said one time stuck with me. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. It was just stuck there. And so one time, I eventually, after being there for a few months, I asked my supervisor why she always relented and gave them exactly what they wanted. Her response was simple: because I deal with 20 of those customers a day and I'm tired and I just don't care. It's just easier to relent. Their persistence is what made her decide that it was just easier to give the person what they wanted. It's that persistence. Now, I know I said persistence is part of the prayer that we're expected to do, but the persistence that we have in prayer is a little different than the persistence of customers, of the widow. Because God is not our, well, he is our judge, but he is not the judge in this story. He is not the boss, he's not a manager, he's not a store, he's not Santa Claus. We're not arguing with him, we're not buying anything from him. We're not asking for him to render a judgment on some thing that's going on. And so our relationship here, the persistence that we're being asked for is a little different than these. The persistence in our prayer is about aligning our wills and our thoughts, our desires with God's. That's the goal of persistence in prayer. And believe it or not, God always answers our prayers. It may not seem like it because we ask for laptops or cell phones, or maybe not all of you don't ask for these things, but we ask for things that You know, sometimes it's going to be no. And we have to accept that answer from God. It can be hard. It can be very hard to accept no as an answer from God. But sometimes that's the answer. Sometimes it's no, that's not good for you. And like the good father that he is, isn't going to give it to us. Sometimes it's no, not yet. It's a good ask. It's a good request, but just not time for that yet. Sometimes it's just like, no, this isn't in accordance with my will, so it's just not going to happen. But sometimes, if we have the right desire, the right intention, and at the right time, it's an immediate and overwhelming yes. But if you notice, I mentioned the right intention, the right time, the right request. Because all of that comes into account, because the whole purpose, again, like I said, with perseverance and prayer, it's not just to get what we want, like God is Santa Claus, but specifically to align our wills with his. And actually, to really drive home this idea of persistence, I have another story. So back when I was in college, again, a lot of different things going on in my life in college. But when I was in college, I was going to Mass every Sunday, made some friends at Mass, and one of my friends there asked me to pray for his sister. I was like, sure, why? Like, what's going on? Well, his sister had joined a gang a couple months back and had finally left the house, like just completely left. They didn't know where she was, didn't know how to reach her, couldn't talk to her. And so he was obviously flustered, worried, upset. And so immediately that night and every night thereafter, I started praying for a full year, every single night. Persistence, right? Until after a year went by, and I was like, you know what, Lord? At the end of it, I've prayed for a year. I've been persistent. I can't pray anymore. I have to trust this entirely to you, because this is your world. These are your people. This is your daughter. You know what she needs. You know what I'm asking for. So it's in your hands. I trust you. Full year. And during that year, I was asking my friend every single week, how's your sister? Have you heard from her? No, still nothing yet. Then this week, since I had been doing this for a year, I just kind of like, all right, Lord, I kind of give up. But finally, like, I didn't even approach my friend this time. He comes to me, like rushes over in the church and says, Andrew, what's going on? My sister, she came back after a full year of being away from the family. She had quit the gang, she had left, and she had come back to the family. Now, God, again, does not always give us what we want, because we may not ask in the right way. We may not ask for the right thing. It may just not be time yet. But when it is, when he's ready to give it, when it's that moment is good, heaven and earth are moved to God's will. My brothers and sisters, prayer is at the very core of our human experience. It's at the very core of what it means to be Christian. Through it, we grow and we learn to become more Christ-like in all that we do and pray for. And so we must persevere. We persevere until we're at our wits' ends. We annoy him like the customer if we need to. We annoy him like the widow and the judge, but we keep at it because it's good for us. It changes us, and it makes our hearts more closely aligned to Christ's.